Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, we'll be playing part one of our interview with Crystal Renaud and Jessica Harris, two women who have come out of a background of pornography addiction. Jessica is a 23-year-old high school math teacher living just outside of Washington, D.C. Jessica assists in her church in discipling teenage girls and helps young women see their full potential in Christ. Jessica is the founder of Beggar's Daughter, an online ministry geared towards exposing the issue of pornography addiction among women and providing tools for the church for the women who are struggling with this addiction. Today, Jessica will share some about how her porn addiction began.
Well, my own addiction started when I was 13. I began to get into cybering, which is chat room sex. Over the years, I began to get into some of the fetishes that are really like men only. Eventually, started sending pictures of myself to somebody. And eventually, I was doing something I never thought I would do.
Crystal is a 24-year-old writer and communications professional living in Kansas City, who for the last 5 years has been on the staff of Westside Family Church. Crystal is the founder of Dirty Girls Ministries, a Christian anti-pornography ministry that focuses on helping women overcome porn addiction. Today, Crystal will also share about the grip pornography had on her in the past.
One afternoon after school, I discovered a pornographic magazine in my brother's bathroom. It began to escalate when I began to give in to those feelings, and when the milder pornography stopped working, that's when things just spiraled out of control and my involvement with pornography got a lot darker.
You won't want to miss their stories today on the Covenant Eyes podcast.
Jessica, when did your own addiction to pornography start and how did it escalate?
Well, my own addiction started when I was 13, which sadly, in my experience, is actually old. A lot of the women I've worked with, a lot of the girls I've worked with were introduced to pornography at 11 or younger. And like many, many girls, I just found it by accident. I don't think teenage girls are going online purposely trying to find pornography. I found it by accident. I was researching for school, and I came across an educational video website, quote-unquote, and beside the video I needed, which was like Magic School Bus or something very innocent, you know, if my mom were standing there, she wouldn't have been upset. But right beside that video was a video with a really cool title and a really neat picture, and so I wanted to see. I'm just researching, and it's supposed to be educational, and it was a porn video, and it was 3 minutes of the most intense shock of my life because I had no clue what I was looking at. I had no idea. So that was almost intriguing to me. I wanted to understand what I was seeing. So I clicked the link to go to their website, and it was a streaming live video feed. And that's how it started for me. And I did not get up that morning thinking I was going to get involved in pornography. And so, unfortunately, unlike many women, I didn't start with this, what's called softcore, which is the romance novels or the erotica stories, just the fantasy kind of aspect. I started right into hardcore. And so my escalation took me a little farther than some women might have gone. I began to get into cybering, which is chat room sex. The modern day equivalent would probably be sexting. And I was just, it was a constant high because it was constantly changing and no one could trace it. No one could tell what I had been saying. No one had to know. Over the years, I began to get into some of the fetishes that are really like men only, the really hardcore fetishes, and eventually started sending pictures of myself to somebody. That's how addictions work. They start off little, and when that doesn't give you the high you're looking for, you just keep going. And eventually I was doing something I never thought I would do. I grew up in a Christian home. I never thought that I would be sending pictures of my body to a complete stranger and giving him all of my information and telling him my name and giving him my access codes for things. But here I was becoming someone else's pornography when 6 years earlier, I never even knew how to say that word, but that's just, it escalated that quick, and it is just that, it's an addiction, just like anything else, that you start with a little bit, and you say, well, just this once, whatever this is, I'm just curious, and then your body starts to crave it, and it starts to crave it more, and the more you feed it, the more it grows.
Crystal, when did your addiction to pornography start, and how did it escalate?
My addiction to pornography began by accident as well, and I was younger than Jessica. I was just 10 years old. I was home alone a lot at that time of my life. And one afternoon after school, I discovered a pornographic magazine in my brother's bathroom, and I was so naive and sheltered that at that point I didn't even know what sex was, let alone understand what this magazine I had just found was all about. And it was definitely not softcore. It was definitely hardcore. So Jessica said, I was thrusted into it pretty quickly in terms of the severity of the porn I was looking at. of course, I was instantly, and as Jessica said, intrigued by what I was seeing, and it began to awaken things within me that I had never felt before. Again, like that false sense of intimacy and affection. And it began to escalate when I began to give in to those feelings, and when the milder pornography stopped working, that's when I, you know, things just felt out of control, and my involvement with pornography got a lot darker. I had to look for other things to meet my need, and fetishes that were mostly for men. And again, I sent my pictures to men as well via email. I did phone sex, I did cyber sex, I did anything and everything to meet the need in my life that I need, that I thought I needed, which was the intimacy and affection and acceptance by men that I was not receiving in, quote, my real life. So that's basically how it began and how it escalated.
Thank you guys both for sharing some of your stories. Did both of you feel like you were the only women who struggled with this, Crystal?
Oh, absolutely. I think there was even a part of me that thought that porn was only created for men. So the idea that I was so hooked to it made me confused about my sexual orientation. I went through, gosh, years of thinking I was a lesbian because I was looking at, you know, lesbian porn and women and enjoying that and getting great pleasure from watching that. And I isolated myself because I didn't want anyone to know that I was this freaky girl who was addicted to porn, especially in my family, because being a lesbian and all of those types of things is not acceptable, you know. And so I felt like I was definitely trapped, and there was no one to turn to because I was, again, this freaky girl who looked at porn.
Jessica, what about you?
Same experience there with it. It wasn't so much, I didn't feel alone struggling with porn. I felt like I was the only woman in the world that struggled with porn, and that I should have never, ever, 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 ever had that problem. And that was, like Crystal said, what trapped me more than anything else was I didn't feel like I was alone. I was convinced I was alone. This wasn't supposed to happen. I shouldn't have done this. And like Crystal, I questioned who I was sexually because I said, well, if men are the only people who struggle with pornography, and here I am struggling with pornography, then I must be wired like a man, so therefore I must be a lesbian. And that is a mindset actually that a lot of women experience when they're in this because of the stigma that's put on it, that it is like a guy-only thing. And I did feel alone, and even right up until someone came out and said, listen, there's more than one of you that struggles with this, and we know that. That was the time that I started to break free. It was like, hey, I'm not alone. Somewhere in this room is someone who understands.
For more information about Crystal Renaud, visit DirtyGirlsMinistries.com. And for more information about Jessica Harris, visit BeggarsDaughter.com. On these sites, you can learn more about porn addiction among women, read stories that inspire hope for recovery, share your own story, and learn more about how to make Christ the focus of our efforts to overcome addiction. You've been listening to the Covenant Eyes podcast with your host, Tricia Gilkerson. To hear more podcasts, visit us on iTunes or go to the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at CovenantEyes.com/blog.